The voice of a gifted spiritual teacher carries authenticity, inspiration, and insight, all of which are transmitted in an instant. My name is Tammy Simon, and this is Voices of Wisdom from Sounds True. In this excerpt from Buddha Is As Buddha Does, best-selling author and spiritual teacher Lama Suryadas explores the ideal of the Bodhisattva, the ultimate social and spiritual activist, and the 10 practices that the Bodhisattva engages on the path to enlightenment.
One of my favorite authors when I was young was Dr. Seuss. I remember in his book, The Lorax, he wrote, "Unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better. It's not." Perhaps this was one of the seeds that blossomed into my spiritual seeking in my teens and brought me to discover the subject of this program today, a subject very dear to my heart, whose sole goal is the wisdom and compassion, the love and truth and inner peace called enlightenment. The path of the Bodhisattva, how to become a Bodhisattva through the original 10 practices for enlightened living. Everyday life is where the rubber really meets the road on the spiritual path. The Bodhisattva is the ultimate ideal in Buddhism. The Bodhisattva, the awakener, who is awakening and awakening the world. Awakening oneself, awakening all, transforming oneself transforms the world, healing and elevating oneself and all. We're going to talk about the 10 transformative practices, the 10 transcendental virtues, the paramitas, the 10 principles of enlightened living that Buddha taught on his path to awakening. The Bodhisattva is the ultimate social and spiritual activist, dedicated to the ultimate benefit of all beings. This is the Bodhisattva's outrageous undertaking, universal deliverance and enlightenment. To do that, we practice the 10 transformative practices, these original practices of Buddha, who himself said that through many lifetimes he was a Bodhisattva seeking enlightenment through this path, through these practices, these fundamental principles of enlightened living. First, generosity, which arises from unselfishness and non-attachment, and which is kindness and compassion in action. Second, ethical self-discipline involving virtue, integrity, balance, and moderation. Third, patience, which requires inner fortitude, inner strength, acceptance, and resilience. Fourth, effort means courage, in joyous, enthusiastic perseverance, and never giving up. Fifth, meditation implies mindfulness and awareness, concentration, reflection, and introspection, so necessary for all of us today. Sixth, the heart of the paramitas, transcendental wisdom, which includes discernment, sagacity, self-knowledge, and knowledge about ultimate reality, realization. Seven, skillful means, which includes resourcefulness, skill in methods and imagination, too, creativity. Eighth, spiritual aspirations, the noble intention and strong resolve and determination to be of service to all, to contribute, to edify and awaken. Ninth, higher accomplishments, powers, empowerment, and positive influence. And tenth, last but not least, awakened awareness, total realization, primordial, pristine awareness. These are like the 10 arms and legs of the radiant body of the Bodhisattva, the awakener, whose heart is bodhicitta, selfless love and unconditional compassion. The Bodhisattva's active way of awakening is Buddha's gift to us. It's a thorough, tried and true roadmap to the richest treasure that we as human beings can find. Following the guidelines, we can enter into an extraordinary life of incredible joy, energy, bliss, peace, wisdom, and love, more than we would ever have thought possible. As Buddha said, anyone can become as wise, as enlightened, as loving, as peaceful, as the Buddha himself did. Thousands, hundreds of thousands, and millions have become as awakened and enlightened as Buddha did through this path. But on the practical level, we will be doing the best we can to make this world into a saner, more harmonious, wise, and beautiful place, a kinder place. By doing so, you too will be contributing to a spiritual revolution, to a spiritual renaissance, to a universal awakening. I have no doubt whatsoever that these things can and will happen. The important thing for each of us, friends, is to actually begin. The enlightened teacher known as Buddha, a human being who awoke to enlightenment, discovered enlightenment in the 6th century before the Christian era, sought for truth and one day simply woke up to the laws of the universe. What did he see with his awakened vision, his Buddha vision, as I like to call it? He saw that each of us is, deep within, inherently perfect, whole, and complete, with the capacity to overcome suffering, transform ourselves into forces for the good, and revolutionize and liberate the world. Each of us is a Buddha by nature, as it says in the Tibetan scriptures. Our only task is to realize who and what we are, to awaken to our true nature. We are all perfect as we are, yet we could still use a little tweaking, a little improvement. According to the Mahayana Buddhist tradition in which I was trained, in the East, that is, a person begins this process by taking a vow to be a bodhisattva, an awakener, a spiritual warrior, a wisdom warrior, whose enemies are none other than one's own ignorance, delusion and confusion, greed, hatred, anger. Not outer enemies, friends, but the inner obscurations which obscure the ever-shining sun of our untrammeled, innate inner light or Buddha nature, our Buddha-ness. Literally, the Sanskrit term, the ancient Indian language term for bodhisattva, means an awakening being, bodhi, awakening, sattva, being. But in practice, a bodhisattva aspires to be a helpful, spiritual, altruistic activist and self-oriented beacon in the world while seeking wisdom, truth, deathless peace, unconditional love, and ultimate enlightenment.
You've been listening to Voices of Wisdom from Sounds True, sponsored by Bread for the Journey. For more wisdom for the inner life, please visit www.soundstrue.com.